Would you like to help build better AI and improve image recognition apps? Well, Microsoft researchers are currently looking for visually impaired UK-based volunteers to take part in their data collection phase of a new personalized object recognition app. And Lida Theodorou is one of the researchers behind the project, and she joins me now. Hi, Lida.
Hi there. Hello.
So first, could you please tell us what is your role on this project?
Yeah, so my name is Lida Theodorou and I'm a research fellow at City University of London. I work in the Centre of Human-Computer Interaction Design. And my role in the Orbit project is that I'm responsible for conducting user studies with blind and low vision people and setting out a methodology to gather a large data set of videos collected from blind users. And we do this through an iPhone application.
It's a very interesting project, but how did it come about?
Yeah, so the Orbit project is a project funded by the Microsoft AI for Accessibility program. And the main aim of the project is to develop better artificial intelligence technologies for blind and low vision people. And we would like specifically to help build better smart computer vision applications to recognize objects. So the motivation behind the project comes from the limitations that existing applications have at the moment. So we know that current applications like Seeing AI are very useful to many blind and low vision people because they allow you to take a picture of a scene and then announce what objects are in that scene. So, for example, it might say a person sitting on a sofa. However, at the moment, these applications cannot tell you which of the things they recognize are yours. So they might tell you that this is a mug, but they won't tell you that this is your mug. And the reason that this is happening is that they don't know what things are particularly important to users who are blind or have low vision. And this is because all the existing data sets that are trained on are collected from sighted users. So that means that if for example, your white cane gets mixed up with someone else's, so the app won't be able to recognize it because images of white canes don't exist in the datasets the applications are trained on. Yeah, so to explain this a bit more, at the moment, all the datasets that are available for personal object recognition are very small. So they contain data collected from maybe 10 users and they contain around 100 of images, which is a quite low number. And also there has been no effort to collect images of objects that are maybe particularly important to users who are blind or have low vision. So yeah, with this project, we want to create a larger data set of labeled videos of objects collected from blind and low vision users. And the data set will be publicly available to be used from researchers, developers, or organizations to build better artificial intelligence systems. And I really believe that a data set like that will make significant improvements in the object recognition technologies for blind people.
So the participants you look for are obviously people who have vision loss, but what exactly would the volunteers need to do for your data collection phase?
So we want participants that they are blind or they have low vision, or we also want them to live in the UK. They also need to be 18 years old or older. They should speak English and also they should have an iPhone, because they will use an application that is on the iPhone. And what we want them to do is that they will have to use an iPhone application that we have developed to take short videos of 10 items that are important to them and might want to recognize with their phone. The app is quite easy to use. And we will also provide them with detailed instructions explaining how to use the app and what filming techniques they should follow to take the videos of the object. And at the end of the study, they will take an Amazon voucher for their time and their effort.
So this is phase one of the project. What will the next stages look like?
Yeah, so this is phase one, which will include about 100 users, and this will end up on thousands of videos, but it's restricted to participants that they are based in the United Kingdom, while in phase two, that will be from August till the end of September, We want to gather data from about 1,000 users, and we will spread all around the world, so it won't be only restricted in the UK. And this will end up in a data set containing around 10,000 videos.
That sounds amazing. So let's say I'm visually impaired, I live in the UK, I'm 18 or over, I speak good English, and I have an iPhone. How do I take part and who do I contact?
So yeah, you should contact me. Anyone that is interested, you should get in touch with me at lida.theodoru@cityc.ac.uk.
And where can we find more information about the project? Is there a website we can visit?
Yeah, there is more information about the project in the project website, which is orbit.cityc.ac.uk. If you go to our homepage, you can find more information about the study and how to participate and how to get in touch with us.
Lida Theodoru, thank you so much for your time, and I wish you good luck with the next stages of the project.
Thank you. Thank you very much.